I have a Siri question as well. I found out the hard way that if you do HS, set an alarm for tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., it will set the alarm, but with no sound. If you go in to look at the clock settings, you'll see, oh, there's an alarm on, but there's with no particular alarm sound. So the only way I know how to set an alarm is to go into the clock app, go to alarms, pick the time, pick a sound. Does anybody know why that might be? Maybe there are some default settings for the alarm that I need to have set up with a sound attached to the defaults, And then when I say, HS, set an alarm, it'll use those default settings.
I think I've tried that with Siri, and I think Siri kind of plays by its own rules, so I'm not sure that's anything you can fix.
Maybe when setting it, because most of the time I'll do it by voice. So I would say
Right. That's how I want to do
set an
it.
appointment for tomorrow at 5 p.m. or something. The piece I think I would want to add is and include an alarm and see if that will work. When you do it the way most of us would do, send out an appointment for 2 p.m. to call so so and so or something, it does it, but there's no sound that goes with it. But if you specify, it might work. So I'm going to try it and see. Maybe that's
Maybe if I said set an alarm with a sound,
yes, I think
maybe
that
that
I
would
feel it
work.
will work. I
That
feel
would
it
be
will work.
easy.
I'm going to try it. Yes, I feel it will work.
I just got an email concerning the blind shell cell phone. This is the cell phone. It's not quite a smartphone. It has physical buttons. According to the email, they're giving you free service, like free minutes and free data to qualified persons. I haven't had a chance to look into this, but could somebody please look into this and find out what you have to do to be a qualified person?
So my understanding is it has to do with if you're eligible for like Social Security or SSI or any of the programs that give you heating assistance, electrical assistance. I believe you have to be under a certain income limit. I don't know what the specs are, but Blind Shell may know, and if you don't qualify for any of those services, you probably don't qualify for a free Blind Shell phone.
I also know MabZ does a lot with the blind shell phones. So in regards to qualifications, I know if you're a senior, you do have certain guidelines and you can receive certain services. If you would like to contact anyone at MabZ, Jeff Hill works with the blind shell.
I load NVDA, makes the nice little sound. I can close NVDA, but there's absolutely no audio. I can't do anything with NVDA. I've uninstalled it a few times and reinstalled. I have the most current version, and there's simply no speech at all, and I can't use it.
What's your default sound card? Do you have your sound card separated in some way so that your screen reader is going through one and everything else is going through a different one?
I have no idea, but my JAWS works fine. Narrator works fine.
Did you
I
try
mean,
running Narrator at the same time?
yeah,
Do you
I've
get an
tried to run
error
the
for
other
this?
screen readers at the same time to see if I could get into like the NVDA menus or something, but you can't get into the NVDA menus without it
I got a
didn't work.
feeling
So.
something got messed up in the registry that wasn't supposed to get messed up, and now you're going to have to find out specifically what it is.
Try that out too.
Certainly won't hurt.
The old Pea Pod, it used to work beautifully with the iPhone. And then when they changed to Stop and Shop, I was wondering if anybody uses the app and have they
Yes.
had trouble with on their iPhones?
No, the iPhone actually works fine. It's trying to give a tip or anything that has the problem. It
So
is
what phone are you
I
using?
have
'Cause
an iPhone 12 Pro.
Oh, I have an
And
SE.
that pod seems to work fine. You can go through the whole process of getting all the stuff into the into it. It's always a little klutzy because of just the way you have to flick through all the items and that kind of thing. Where I have it, the problem is once I've got everything ready to go, it's hard getting it to finish off. So I wind up either going on my computer to do it, and then but eventually I usually have to talk to someone at the customer service because that's where I have the problem. It's the checking out part is the real problem. I think there's a screen that's coming up and it's asking you a question. but it's hard to find out what that question is. I think that's where the problem comes in. But so that's what happens. Usually I get everything in and then we call up customer service and basically finish it off. It's almost like a blank screen, or goes to the bottom of the screen or something, and it just doesn't let you, because it's asking, I think it's usually asking you a question, and I can't remember what the question is. One of it's about the tip. I think that's one of the problems. It wants you to tell them where to drop it off, say. That's the question that you can't answer, yet it's required. It's a required answer, required question to be answered.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the problems happen. Because once it's done, and once you get it checked out with customer service, you can actually go back in and add to your heart's content if you wanted to add anything else in. So that's a lot of times what I do is just enough to get it so that it makes sense to get a time to have delivery. And then when I start, then I go, I sort of drive my wife crazy because I'll go back in and start adding, you know, chocolate chip cookies, ice cream.
Yeah, this is Amy. I have a similar issue with DoorDash. When I order groceries through from Shaw's, say, using DoorDash, I can do it's quite good until the end. And then for some reason, the checkout process, that button to continue to checkout or something, VoiceOver doesn't read it.
I've been noticing on DoorDash that it used to have really good notifications. Now, not so much. And I live in an apartment building. And I have to go down and, you know, be ready to get the food.
There's something that it wants you to sign up for that. And I get messages for that. But I don't know what makes those messages appear.
My question here is about Zoom on iOS. When I first go into a meeting, my mute and unmute button is usually on the bottom left, and it's always been on the bottom left, unless I start there and start flicking to the right, and it says participants, chat, blah, blah, blah. And that button floats away from somewhere else on the screen, and I can no longer locate it by touch at the bottom left. Anybody knows anybody at Zoom, or somehow there's a lot of bigger issues than that even, but that's one that I've noticed.
I think I usually start either keep on flicking back to the left and you want it further up. I don't know if it's because of all the stuff that's showing up on that home screen of Zoom or what, but it is definitely, I have seen it. You get kind of lost. I always think of when I hear people having trouble unmuting themselves, it's probably because they can't find that button. I guess one thing to me to try is go out of that app and come back into it, do the home button of whatever, and just go, or app switcher, and then go back into it again. Maybe that will kind of restore it, everything.
Or turn VoiceOver off and VoiceOver back on.
Yeah, that's another option, yeah.
Isn't there also a gesture, and I can't remember which one it is, it's one of the two-finger swipe things that will scroll you back to the beginning of the screen?
Yeah. Single finger, double.
Yeah.
Double tap on the status.
On the status bar, that'll bring you up to the top. To get to the bottom, it's a four finger touch. It's not a double tap. You just tap. You just touch with four fingers at the bottom.
And you got to make sure four fingers land exactly at the same time.
Yes.
I got a question and a compliment for my husband. Gave me a Nest thermostat for Christmas. It's more or less working. If I want to change the thermostat setting, I open Google Home and I open the climate device, which is the one and only we have, which is this thermostat. And then I can set, you know, increase or decrease the thermostat temperature. And I can do that with Lady A too. What I can't do with Lady A is say, what is the thermostat setting at the moment? It says it doesn't support that function. I don't know if anyone has any experience with that. Yeah.
It tells me, I said, what's my cell thermostat set to? And it tells me what it is set to.
Okay.
It's going to be different depending on the brand of smart thermostat that you have and the skill that is being invoked to make it all happen.
I have a question regarding the Nest, the doorbell, the Nest doorbell that I have, the monitoring of it. And I have one in my front door and I have one in my back door, and it keeps dropping them. It's the weirdest thing. Every time I set it up, it dropped it. And I do have a very old home, so it's not made with the penetrable materials, because a lot of it is rock. It's a very solid house that's almost 200 years old.
One thing you could try is getting what they call a mesh router, M-E-S-H. It's a kind of router that you, and this is different than a router extender. Router extenders, in my experience don't really work well. But what the mesh routers do is they have satellite units that you can set up in different parts of your house. And now that I have a mesh router, I have a lot less dropped connections and a lot less, you know, flakiness. I hardly ever lose anything anymore now that I have a mesh router in place. The thing that you want to be looking for is a router that supports mesh networking. One of the things is you will find that with that router, you can also purchase satellite units, which you're going to need. And usually it'll come with one satellite unit. In my case, I ended up buying another one because this house is just so spread out that I really needed two of them.
Now, will it help with penetrating an old home, though?
Yes.
I still have horsehair plaster in some of these walls. That's how old my home is.
Yes, because what the mesh network does is it creates kind of like a daisy chain that goes from your router to the satellite to the next satellite to various devices on your network. So it kind of leapfrogs, and that's what makes it work better. Getting it up higher is going to make the signal spread out better.
Is it both doorbells that have the problem?
My front doorbell more so than the back.
Than the back.
Because it is more open. I have like a big bay window with a signal, you know, and it's easier for the signal to get.
Right,
the second
okay.
One.
What you're going to have to do, I think, is maybe check with the manufacturer of the doorbell and see, you know, what is required to hardwire that into your electrical system. And maybe just even ask them, tell them you're having a problem with the doorbells going offline and see if they offer you a solution.
They actually asked me to increase my Wi-Fi, so I ended up paying more for my Wi-Fi to get better service, and it still doesn't work.
How much does Comcast charge for those, I think they call it 10X pods? Because that'd be like one of the cheapest way out if you just need one pod or something.
And Comcast itself may have a router, a mesh router of some sort that you can
get.
Right,
yeah.
Actually, they do. They do have mesh router solutions to add to their routers, yes.
In the summertime, I go to Martha's Vineyard for kind of like long periods of time, and the Wi-Fi there is terrible.
If you're on the beach, you don't need Wi-Fi. Just use the data plan on your phone to connect to the internet. The only problem with that is going to be if you don't have unlimited, you're going to burn up your minutes in a hurry.
No, I have unlimited. Yeah.
So when you're at the beach, your Wi-Fi, because the phone is going to try and use your Wi-Fi, which is not good because you are too far from the Wi-Fi in the house. So turn it off, and then you are using the data on your phone. And that's usually much faster, too.
The question is, how good is the cellular down there? Because I know when I'm up in Maine, cell
it's
is not
terrible.
So great. That's what I'm saying. So that's what the problem is, guys. The cell is not that good down there. That's why she's asking the question.
Well,
a lot of beach communities don't have a lot of cell towers. Yeah, that's where your problem comes in.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want them.
They don't want them, exactly.
That's right.
But if
your cell service down there isn't any good,
then
you're out of luck.
Do you guys use a lot of PayPal?
Yes.
It's been getting compromised a lot. My brother actually had an issue where if he didn't get the alert immediately, he would have been hacked and had to pay. Like they went into his PayPal account and took like $400 to buy some sneakers at some sneaker website that he does not shop on. So that's what alerted him. He immediately went to Citizens Bank because he couldn't do anything on his end. And he's very, very tech savvy. So he had to bring it to the bank and they addressed it in a matter of minutes. But he just did not feel comfortable and he got rid of his PayPal account.
That is one thing. It's good to talk about that. And the other one thing that at least think about it, at least have two-factor
authentication
just in case. Yeah, because that way they can't
get in.
Do things unless they're notifying you.